May 27th, 2003. Pixar and Disney will release their newest movie, Finding Nemo. And the world is introduced to the fabulous Miss J. Alexander. Welcome to Pot, But Make It Fashion. Hello, hello, top model fans. Welcome to the second episode of Pot, But Make It Fashion. I am Sander, and here today with me is again...
Dennis!
There we are. Welcome to the second episode. We're going to talk about the second episode of Cycle 1 of America's Next Top Model, and the name of the episode is The Girl Is Here to Win, Not to Make Friends.
Indeed, indeed.
Indeed. Let's check out who's that about.
Well, I can tell you now, Ebony.
Okay. But I also think maybe Elise. No, it's about Ebony. It's about Ebony for sure. But we will get to that later.
Yes.
Because it starts with a very, very annoyed Elise, this second episode, talking about like, oh, these girls, they are so noisy. Just shut up. She is done with the episode, with the show, it looks, right?
This episode. She's very like, almost kind of like depressed where she's like, she's not happy with anything.
She's not happy. No, she's over it.
She needed to eat.
She needs some food. Let's get to that immediately because I wanted to talk about it later. But they're talking about Elise that she's too thin and that she needs to eat more. But it's a little bit like they just pass by it like it's a little thing. And I always find it in these kind of shows a little bit painful that they use it as like a... Like something, this is exciting. Someone has an eating disorder. It's like, it's a real problem if she really is dealing with it.
Well, we're not sure that she has an eating disorder yet.
No, I don't know. But they take it very lightly in the show.
It's very like, Elise, well, she's not eating that much. Well, and what's actually pretty weird, because in the modeling industry, like, that's a big thing, probably, eating disorders. So, I don't know.
Yeah. But who knows? We'll see in the future episodes how it's going to work out for her in that way. They get a Tyra meal, and it's time for runway. I always love the episodes when they're going to do runway, because then you can see, they are pretty, they can look good in a picture, but how do they walk? It's like a big thing for models, I think. But before they do it, Miss Elise is asked to come over to Miss Robin, and Robin shows Elise, I don't know, like a page.
A Bible verse. Yeah, it's like... Something she was reading with. Okay, so Robin and what's the other girl?
Shannon.
They were reading from the Bible, and then all of a sudden, like Robin reads a verse, and she's like, "Oh my God, this speaks. This is about Elise. She needs to read it." And she let her read it, but I'm like, why? Okay, so that you're religious, that's fine. No objection about that. But why do you have the feeling that you have to tell someone else that they have to be religious too? Like, leave her alone. She already told you she's not religious. And just let her be. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because the Bible page says, "Foolish is the man that says there's no God." And she's like, "I'm not saying anything, but that's... Just read it, Elise." I'm like, okay, well.
Well, you kind of are saying something. Yeah. You kind of are.
Yes, you are, Miss Robin. Well, they go over to the catwalk teach with our own Miss J. Alexander.
Yes!
Miss J. Who is now just called J. Alexander. No Miss in front of it. It's just J. Alexander.
Just J.
It's just J. Nothing more. But I never know how to refer to Miss J. But it's... I think Miss J is my favorite person from America's Next Top Model overall. Here he was quite quiet, but overall he's super funny.
Is it she or he? How?
Yeah.
Because it's Miss J, so...
They refer to her in the later seasons with she. So let's try to do that. Yeah.
Let's be respectful of that. Yeah. But she's very calm.
Yeah.
She's very mellow. She's like very... She's an actual teacher, but she's not that character yet. But still, I like it. She's very... She gives the girls good advice. She's very straightforward. Like, don't like that. Like that. Good, good, good. Like,
yeah.
I think it's very helpful for the girls.
Yeah. And he gives a good tip. He says, "Walk like it's for sale and the rent is due tonight." Okay. Thanks, Miss J, for this great tip. And you can clearly see that Miss J has a big preference for Elise. Why? Not with the way Elise walks, but he immediately says, "Oh, Elise, she's the only one who really looks like a model." Which... I'm not totally agreeing on, because what I think is, when I saw the walking teach, I think Adrian really looks like a model. Like how I think a high fashion model should look like, maybe back in the day, maybe not now anymore. Adrian is like how they should look. Quite edgy, but pretty, you know, like the good combination.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, because I think during the whole runway thing, when they were practicing, I think when they did the little runway show, the rehearsal runway show for themselves to practice, I thought Adrian walked very good, but I thought Elise was the one who was walking good from the beginning. But it's also, I think, the way that Elise is holding herself up. It's more, Adrian, she's more a little bit hunched.
That's true.
And Elise is a little bit more straight. And yeah, personally, my preference goes to Elise as well with the walks. I think I agree with Miss J.
And you think she was the best overall? If you would have to pick a winner from the teach.
And what I also... Yeah, I would pick Elise. Yeah.
Maybe me too. I also wrote down that I liked Giselle. And she won. But she was a little bit too polished. You can tell she's a dancer. Like she used to dance. And she's like... I don't know. She walks like tip, 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 tip. It's almost too perfect, which makes it not edgy enough. But she did win.
But I think maybe that's because... I think why Miss J liked Elise as well, because she's literally a walking mannequin.
Yeah, that's true.
And with Giselle, she has a little bit more personality to it, a little bit.
Yeah, maybe with Hey Girl.
Yeah, and to be honest, for me personally, I like it when there's a little bit more attitude, but I get why Elise, like, because she's the mannequin, and that's what you're supposed to be when you're a model. You're a walking mannequin, especially on the runway.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a favorite, you can tell. But Giselle won this teach, and she takes Adrian, Nicole, and Katie with her with a prize, and the prize is... They said in the episode itself, it's a night out with Wyclef Jean, super random. But in the end, it's a night in with Wyclef Jean because they go into a studio to sing with him and then dance with like a plastic cup with beer in it.
Yeah, they could have just like do a shot like, okay, they were with Wyclef Jean and done. Because I think the thing that they showed us, it was like, I don't know.
It was nothing. It was not that special. But
they needed 5 minutes.
They needed 5 minutes. I think the studio company of Wyclef Jean paid America's Next Top Model to show him.
Probably.
But okay, she won.
It's all about the money.
They get back home. And then like Elise's infamous confession comes on. I remember this seeing on YouTube a million times. She goes off about everyone. She's annoyed by Giselle. You are worthless. Adrian, stop interrupting me. I thought she was kind of cool with Adrian, but she even is like complaining about Adrian, about Robin. Everyone is worthless to her. And I find it very funny that they read after that the Tyra mail about the shoot. And then Elise reads it out loud. And then Shannon interrupts her. And you can tell that Elise is like, Shannon, shut the beep up.
Yeah, but what I totally agree with Elise on that one. But what I don't get is like, girl... You're like, oh, I don't like this. I hate you. You're awful. But she doesn't tell it to their faces. And I'm like, if you really get that annoyed by them, communicate.
That's true.
Talk. But maybe because they're young as well. Because how old is Elise? 18?
Elise is like 20, I think. 20 she was 20. Like super young.
Yeah, but I just thought, girl, if you have a problem, because in the end, it's her problem. The other girls, they don't get annoyed by it.
No.
But it's your problem. So if you wanted to get it fixed, talk about it. I was like, oh, like all the things she was saying, I was like, yeah, but oh no, I just got annoyed by it. I was like, girl, talk to them. They can help you out, but you're probably afraid of what they're going to think of you, because it's always when you hate something about someone else, it's probably something that you hate about yourself.
Oh my God, you guys, it's not only a Top Model podcast, but also like very, with tips from Dennis, we get a little self-esteem from you. Thank you for that. But while the girls are away to Wyclef Jean, they get the Tyra mail, and there's like a big discussion because Ebony is like, no, don't tell the girls we have a photo shoot tomorrow.
Oh, no. Did she say it like that?
Well, no, it was not like that. But then Robin walks downstairs to tell the girls, girls, before you go to Wyclef Jean, there's the Tyra mail, we have a photo shoot. And Ebony is like, I wouldn't have walked down. And then the next day, she tells Adrian something like, oh, I would have kept it for myself because a little bit... Yeah, I don't know. I like Ebony, but this was a little bit like...
No, so how I saw it is that she was like, okay, there's Tyra mail. When they get back, they'll see it. It's up to them to find it. It's not her job to go tell them, hey, girls, there's a Tyra male to go all the way downstairs after, like, because the male got there when they were already gone. So I get where she's coming from, and I totally agree. So I would be that girl too. It's a competition. I'm here to win.
It's a competition. That's true.
Because what I did, like, she wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna take the note. I'm gonna hide it so they don't see it.
No.
She was just like, okay, I read it. We were with the girls who were here, and the other girls, they're already gone. They got a prize. So yeah. And it was nice of Robin to walk. Was it Robin or Shannon? No,
I think Robin said, let's go down, but then we saw Shannon telling them. Yes. Maybe they went together or something.
But like, it's very nice of them to do that. But I totally agree with Ebony. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, you're all grown ups. There's a certain place where they put the Tyra mill. You can see when you walk in if there's Tyra mill or not.
True. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
But I think she hoped that the girls would come back with like a big hangout, like super drunk, like 3 in the night, that they would not, you know, that they wouldn't notice. I don't know. But I
would be that girl too.
You are so the Ebony of this season.
No, but, because it's true. It's a competition.
That's true.
And like, it's not shady, because she's not, well, maybe it is shady.
She's not hiding it.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
She's not like keeping it to herself.
Yeah. And
she's,
if we quote Cassie from last week, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win the competition. And Ebony is just, the title of the episode. The girl is here to win, not to make friends. Mm-hmm. You are totally right. That's Ebony. And then the day of the shoot arrives, the next morning. But before they go, Miss Robin has to have a little prayer. And they're going to fight about it. And while Ebony is defending herself with why she wanted to keep the letter to herself, Robin is singing through her. It was super awkward. And then they are... Robin says a little prayer. She's crying. Elisa's crying. She tells later that because she feels uncomfortable, she's crying, not because she's touched by what Robin is saying. And we see Ebony looking into the camera, rolling her eyes, and is like, get over yourself. That's the look she gives, right?
But it was like, because that it wasn't a prayer for the group. It was, I felt it, for me, it felt like it was a kind of an attack to Ebony.
Yeah.
Like, Ebony was taking the group down, and now Robin, as the wise Christian person, she's like, no, I'll do a prayer to cleanse Ebony or something like that. And again, it's fine that you're Christian, it's fine that you're religious, but stop trying to put it on other people in that way that you feel is right, because your way is not always the right way for other people. Like, respect that. But in this whole thing, I'm Giselle. Giselle was like, I'd have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, I was just like clueless. Giselle, I'm with you.
I'm with you. Do you think, I don't know, but do you think maybe, because there have been a few things between Robin and Ebony that they, you know, they haven't been close. Do you maybe think that Robin has a problem with Ebony being a lesbian?
I think Robin has a problem with everyone. Doesn't matter if you're lesbian. It doesn't matter if you're something else. I think if you're not a Christian the way Robin is, you have a problem with Robin.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Because she also has a problem with Elise, who's not a lesbian, but who's an atheist. Yeah, she just has a problem with people who think differently.
It's Robin's way or the highway.
Oh, yes. It's Robin's way or the highway. Yeah. They end the discussion with Ebony saying, this is not a Bible study program. It's a top model competition. Okay.
Yes, Ebony.
They get to the photo shoot for Stuff magazine. And what I don't like about the shoot is it's the second photo shoot. I would expect something totally different compared to the last week. But it's again a shoot in bikini. Why not do something totally different?
I know. I know why they did it. Because they had the bikini wax a couple days ago. So they still wanted to make use of it, probably. Like,
we're not going to do another bikini wax in a few weeks because that's too much money. I think it's that.
Yeah, they were on a budget. It was the first season.
We can still tell they're on the budget. It's still made with the flip phone like we saw last week. Yeah. I think it's that. They had to get use of the bikini wax.
But I did like that they showed Tyra first and that they said that she kind of set an example, because I was like, oh, yeah.
Tyra looked amazing.
Yes.
Her hair. Well, you were talking about Cassie's hair that you liked it, but while you were saying that, I thought you were talking about Tyra's hair. It looked a little bit, I don't know, I liked her look. And the photographer, I think his name was Barry Hollywood, I wrote it down. He was super nice. He gave like positive, constructive criticism. Because like last week, I find them funny, but they were more like, oh, I told her 20 times and she still does it wrong. This photographer came across nice, maybe because he had a cute British accent that made it a little bit sweeter. I think he was British or whatever.
But
he came across like a nice, polite photographer and who made the girls feel comfortable, because I can assume it's the second week and again in bikini, and maybe they feel like, oh my God, you get very aware of yourself, I think, with a shoot like this.
Yeah, don't you think? Yeah. But then, yeah, because that happened to Robin because she was like with her body a little
bit. Yeah.
But then again, I'm like, you're a model, and not, I don't mean this as blunt as it sounds, but you're not a person, you're a walking mannequin. That's your job.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But I think overall, when I compare it to last week, well, also the circumstances were not as bad as last week because they were inside now, so it was easier than last week for most of them, I think. But overall, they did quite well during the shoot. When I watched the photos, I was a little bit like, okay. But I really liked how Adrian looks during the photo shoot.
Agreed.
She looked very modern, very pretty. I also really liked how Nicole looked, but she looked not like a model to me. She looked more like a super attractive pop singer. Like, this could also be the cover of, like, a Britney Spears album or something. She wasn't that model-less to me this time. She's maybe too pretty sometimes to be a model. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't know if I agree, but I do know what you mean.
Yeah. No, and Shannon looks great with her hair straight. Wow.
Yeah, and she kept her mouth closed.
Oh. Yeah, you have a thing against Shannon, right?
Yes, I don't. Yeah, I just don't like her. She's annoying. She's too young. She's like, just calm down. You don't have to be that aware. Not aware. You don't have to be that present every time. Like, girl, we see you. You're beautiful. Keep your mouth shut. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But if I have to, in her defense, she looked great with straight hair. And that was also the day before, or I don't know how many days before this was, when they had to walk. I was also like, okay, I can see why they picked her. I really do.
Oh, I do get why they picked her as a model. She's gorgeous and she takes good pictures, but she's very young.
She is.
In the way she acts and everything.
Maybe she just graduated high school. Maybe not even. I don't know. Yeah. She graduated from primary school. But the photo shoot. Do you have to say anything about what happened on the photo shoot?
No. No.
It went quickly.
The only thing that happened was with Robin that she didn't want to show her body. And I thought Tyra was like, in a very polite way, saying, you're like, girl, you don't need that thing around you. Just like, you're a model. Show your body. It's fine. Like, I thought she did it in a very like direct but nice way. And that was the only thing in the photo shoot. I was like, oh, that was a big thing.
Yeah, I thought when they started it that Tyra would be pushy. Like, come on, Robin, take it off. But she did it. At the end, she said, like, Robin, we picked you for you and not for you to cover your body up. And that's like, okay, you make it a positive thing instead of, don't be insecure. Come on, get over it. She was like very nice about it.
Yeah.
But that was actually, that took like 50% of the whole photo shoot because it was super quick, the photo shoot in the episode. They rushed by.
Like every girl was like literally 5 seconds.
maybe not even.
Yeah, so add that. How many girls do we have? 9 girls.
9 girls.
So 9 times 5, 45. 45 seconds, that was a shoot. Done.
Yeah. True. Well, they get back home and Adrian and Elise still talk about the Bible session that morning a little bit. Adrian looking super funny with her weird sunglasses on, like, oh yeah, I didn't even listen to Robin.
I loved how Adrian, she was like, yeah, I just kind of zoned out and just did my own little thing because I was not having it. Oh my God, I love her.
But what I don't like about it, because I like the chemistry between Adrian and Elise because they're a little bit like the odd one out or a little bit. But Adrian didn't gossip about Elise, well, as far as we saw it on television, but Elise did it the way, and I was like, Elise,
no, but
you're better than this, come on.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think also this episode was kind of like Elise is hating on everyone.
Oh, yes.
And like, they really showed that out. But Elise got a good night of sleep, and then she was like, oh, I'm feeling all better. And maybe because she was like at a point where like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be a model. Like they're saying that me going to medical school, that it's hard, that I can't do it. And then all of a sudden she had like a flip over and she was like in it again. Yeah, I think maybe she just, a good night's sleep, some food.
And she said like, I think the girls still think I don't want to be here, but they underestimate me. And they went like a smirk to the camera.
Yeah, that face.
So maybe it's all like, she is smart. She wants the girls to think, oh, Elise is not a threat anymore because she doesn't want to be here, while she is like the silent predator who is going to win it all.
She's the underdog.
So it's quite smart because it is obvious that the girls are threatened by Elise.
And she is smart.
Oh, yes.
Maybe she's just playing us the whole time. Maybe like this thing it could be an act.
Then she played us as well. But I love her too.
I wouldn't be surprised now thinking about it, but that would be... She is a smart girl.
And I know that she wrote a book. I don't know if it's only about Top Model, but she wrote a book about modeling. And because she was quite big in Asia after the show, like a big model in Asia. I don't know if it's only in China or in Japan, but I don't know where, but in Asia. And apparently she wrote a book because she's quite famous there about her blogs. I have to look it up, because maybe she goes into the things from behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff about the behind the scenes thing, but I think she can tell us a lot of interesting stuff, because I think she knows what she's doing.
I have a feeling that too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so all her the things she said, like, on the camera when she was like in that little box, maybe it was just a whole plan.
That she knew, oh, I'm going to go viral. Well, was that even a word back then? Viral?
Well, to be fair, she could go to medical school, so she has intellect.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yo, she's a smart girl, a pretty girl. She's the whole package.
Or maybe she realized it was happening, and then she was like, okay, how can I spin this into a good way?
Oh, a lot of things. Well, at least
what do you guys think?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know in the... Well, there's not a comment section here, but let us know on our Instagram, because there is an Instagram now.
Pop Up Make It Fashion.
Send us an email, popupmakeitfashion@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. And maybe, Elise, if you're listening, let us know from the horse's mouth. Then we know it for sure. All right. On to judging?
Yes.
On the biggest table on earth.
They're like with their shoulders bumping to me.
I think the judging room looks even smaller than last week. It's shrinking every week. They have to get a smaller one because one girl's out, so they don't need a big room anymore. It's getting smaller and smaller. The judges again with our lovely Miss Janice, Bo Quillian and Kimora Lee Simmons, and our guest judge, our own Miss Jay Alexander, which is a great addition to the judging.
He didn't say a word the whole judging.
He did say one thing, and I wrote it down. We'll get to it later. But he didn't say a lot of things. He was like, he comes across, Miss J still comes across like in a good way.
No, but literally, I'm thinking like, I'm thinking about that whole judging, and I was like, did she make a comment? Like, because the only one I can remember making a comment was Janice. She had a comment on all the girls, which I found fair in a way, because like, they're modeling, she's the model. And then you had the guy?
He is the editor in chief of Marie Claire magazine. Yeah,
to the pictures, then that's when he was like starting to give his opinion as well. Then you had Kimora Lee. I think she said something about her shoes. That was the only thing I could remember. And then, I can't remember Miss J saying.
I wrote down two things. One from Miss J, where Miss J says about Shannon, you look like you are trying to catch flies, because her mouth is open all the time. That's what she said about Shannon.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah, it's true. And the one thing that Kimora said was a little bit like, was about the thing that Elise is too thin. Kimora Lee was talking about that Elise is too thin, in her opinion.
Oh, yeah.
She said a few things, but they're quite okay.
Too pale.
She also said too pale.
Which I didn't get, because I thought, I didn't get that one.
I think that's quite modelesque, being pale. So quite high fashion.
Maybe in 2000 it wasn't.
No, tanning was the thing back then. Yeah.
True.
But they also complained about Shannon tanning too much. So what do you want, Kimora? What do you want?
No, yeah, but it wasn't, I think, the color, but that Shannon's skin was too leathery.
Oh, that's true, because she's still 18 and her skin is already a little bit like...
She went too many times on spring break.
Oh, yes. She looks like that girl. But I think she's too innocent for that, no. But it's obvious that Janice is really praising Elise. She's like, your walk is the best. I think Elise is Janice's favorite, which is fair enough, because I think she's also one of my favorites. And she was kind of hard to Giselle, because Giselle was walking around with her jacket, because they had like a little walking test at judging, and she's like, Giselle, people are not looking at you, they're looking at the clothes. Which is what makes your statement even more true. They are mannequins, and they are told that they will be mannequins.
Yeah, that's one thing that you really notice with this judging, and that they're like actually talking to them, not as people, but that... as a model. And it's not that as a model you're not a person, but to be fair, as a model your job is to walk the clothes, it's about the clothes, it's not about you. But what I found, there was something, what was it with Giselle? They say to her, like, you're giving too much personality. I think with her, because she used to be or is a dancer, I can't remember, and then it's about you. What can you bring as a dancer?
That's true.
I think she's needing to make that change, that it's not about her, it's about what she's presenting, like the clothes. So I'm really curious to see how she's going to make that transfer.
How her development will be. But in the aspect of the show, I think this season of America's Next Top Model, this cycle, comes, I think, closest to the if you want to call it that, closest to the real world of modeling. Like, I think from the next season on, it becomes even more and more of a reality television show that is not about the modeling, but it's let's put the models in the most weird circumstances to get a reaction out of them. And then they are talking much more also about your personality is just as important, if not more important, than your ability to take a good photo. And here they are still looking at how do they model, which is, I think, I'm not a model, I'm not in the industry, but I don't really care when I look into a magazine if that girl is funny or not. Like, maybe when you are now an Instagram model and you have to post pictures online and, like, you have to present yourself in a certain way, go to talk shows. Yeah, personality is important, but still, it's not the most important thing. And later on, they are like, personality is everything. Thank God they don't.
Yeah, but I think that's more of a thing right now, that it's about personality, because it's more about then you're branding yourself as a brand.
Yeah.
And if you're, well, not just a model, but if you're a model and that's it, you're presenting the clothes. And it's not, I think it's about what you bring to the clothes, but it's not about you.
Yeah. And I think that will be in later seasons when we get to there. They will make the personality thing a big thing because they want the outspoken girls, they want to keep them in the show. So then they will make it up. We keep you because of your personality, but then you will not know you keep her because she brings drama for your television show, Tyra. That's
so
what
probably Elise is going to stay a long time now.
True. I think even if she would have bring bad pictures, they would still keep her. Same with Robin. I think they will keep Robin. We know how far the girls will get, most of them, but I think with Robin, they will keep her because of what she brings.
Because actually during the judges, every time she got a comment, she had something to say about it, but which I didn't get, because she's like, oh, I'm from the pageant world. I'm from the pageant world. And I thought when you were in a pageant world, this is, maybe I'm wrong, but that you're supposed to take criticism and take it and then work on it instead of always clapping back. Oh my God.
Yeah, she is clapping back a little bit. Yeah, she's not taking the criticism that well. No, that's true. But they don't make a point out of it. They're not saying, like, just listen to us. They're okay with her clapping back, which is it's okay. When we talk about the pictures, there were a few which I liked. I liked Elise's photo. You did as well, I think, right?
Same.
And I liked Ebony's picture, but they say talk about it like she's confused. Does she want to be hard or soft as a model? Which I understand, but I liked her overall look in her picture. What did you think?
It was fine. It was fine. It wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't bad. No. To be fair, there weren't a lot of bad pictures, in my opinion. But my favorites, they were also Elise, and I really like Kessie's one. To be fair, it kind of gave me the same vibe as from her last shoot. Mm-hmm. To be fair, it was also in bikini, so maybe that just works for her.
And remember one side note, if you haven't listened to the first episode yet, Kessie is by far Dennis's favorite.
No, it's fine. I'm kidding.
Spoiler.
I'm kidding. No, but not even because she was my favorite, but I really liked her picture. I thought it was very strong. And I also liked Adrian's picture.
Oh, yes.
That one was really pretty. That was a standout for me. And from the other girls, I liked all of the pictures. There wasn't really a bad one, but the one I didn't really like was Katie. That was, to me, like, from all the pictures, the worst one.
I agree. If I would pick a bottom two, the real bottom two was Katie and Kessie, your favorite. But my bottom two would have been Katie and Robin, actually.
I liked her picture.
They say, like, oh, you don't look 26, you look younger. I thought she looked older than 26 in her picture. I think if they would have told me it was Tyra in her 30s, I would have believed it.
I don't know. No, but I thought her picture was really nice because there was something going on in the eyes, which I really liked.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And she is super pretty. Her cheekbones
her face
are
is really pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I totally understand why they eliminated the girl they eliminated, which is Katie.
But I totally get that. During this whole episode, in the beginning with the runway, it was like, you're giving too much. It's too sexy. It's too sexy. You're too commercial. And right now with the show, they're really looking for a high fashion model.
True. Maybe in later seasons, they would have kept her longer. But it's obvious now they're looking for, like, they want to show this is the modeling industry. Modeling is not about being pretty.
Yep. And I also get why Kessie was in the bottom two, I think, because when they had the judging, Jesus.
Like the one-on-one time.
Yeah, the one-on-one time. Her walk wasn't that good, and she started crying when they gave her criticism. And I think they put her there in the bottom two to make her realize, like, girl, you got to toughen up. You're pretty, but you need to be more than pretty. You need to be strong. You need to have thick skin as well. So I get why she was in the bottom two.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Yeah. But do you think when it comes to Cassie, Elise in this episode made a comment about, Cassie will not win for sure because she looks like Tyra. And I don't think Tyra wants to show the world, I picked another mini Tyra.
I agree. I think that when she said that, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I agree as well.
I think if she would, if she would have said that out loud with all the girls, they would be like, no. But then they would all think, yeah, maybe.
I think even Cassie thinks that.
Maybe. I don't know if she thinks that. Cassie, if you're listening, no.
Let us know if you thought that back in 2003.
But to be fair, that comment tells us about Elise that she's very smart, that she even thinks that way, because I think a lot of girls wouldn't think that way. And I'm not saying a lot of girls, the girls in the show, but like just in general, like she thinks ahead already. Like she's not even thinking about like, who's the best model, but like, what does the show want?
Yeah, she thinks like what are the makers of the show want to produce? Yeah. What do they want to produce? Yeah, true. Yeah.
Thinking about that now, I'm thinking like she maybe all this ranting thing, she just thought of it already. She's a smart girl.
She is so smart. Oh my God, I'm so team Elise now. Now we talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, more and
go
more.
Go Elise.
But Katie was sent home and she says in her goodbye speech that she wants to be a Victoria's Secret model. I don't think that happened because I've never seen her, but where I did see her, well, I didn't see her there because I don't watch the show, but I saw it on the internet. She became one of those suitcase girls on Deal or No Deal. You know, we have that in the Netherlands.
Do you know how that works in the Netherlands?
That's, no.
It's not that well paid. Well, it's well paid, but it's not like a wow thing, like because I went to a school and look it up if you want to find out. But girls from that school do it as like an internship.
Oh, okay.
They get paid for it. So like if you're a girl from Deal or No Deal, it's not saying that it's a bad thing, but if you want to be like high fashion or something, I think it's just a job to get money.
Okay. Maybe it's bigger in America. I don't know. Because maybe they're...
Just stand there as a shoe.
Maybe they're more like that. The girls that are there for a few years that they have a personality like the
Rothko. Honey, it's about the money.
It's about the money. They need money. Yeah.
So that's why they do that job.
But I see her doing that. No, Katie?
I see her doing that, but I think she could do more.
Oh yeah, maybe she did more.
I hope she done more. Yeah.
This is all I remember from when back in the day when I looked her up like 20 million years ago on YouTube, on Google. I remember that this is what's said about Katie after the show. She became a suitcase girl for Deal or No Deal. But I think she's done more, and now she's probably like, I don't know. Katie, let us know who you are.
She would be like 40, 38, late 30s right now. Maybe she's a mom or something, or maybe she's a doctor, or maybe she, I don't know.
She was an animal activist. Maybe that's her job now.
She
Who
works
knows?
At PETA. Who knows? If you know, let us know.
We will get so much emails after this episode, Dennis. We requested it a lot. I think we're done, right, for this episode?
I think, that's it. We will see. Spoiler, next episode. Makeovers!
That's my favorite thing, makeovers. Well, we hope you're going to listen to the next episode again. And of course, we hope you enjoyed this one. If you want to look us up on Instagram, podbutmakeitfashion. Send us an email with the same name at gmail.com. Facebook, we have it all. Give us 5 stars, give us everything. Give us your love. And we love to give you our love for Top Model back. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.